Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We hope today's program is a joy to you. We hope it inspires and informs you, and we hope it blesses our Lord. I'm Hans, by the way, and I am so distracted because I am seated next to two of the three loves of my life.
Aww.
My beautiful bride and my talented daughter, Grace.
Good morning. It's spring break. So we do have a special guest in the studio.
It's Bring Your Daughter to Work Day.
It is. Bring Your Daughter to Studio Day. And Christian, did you bring your daughter to studio? Yeah. That would be a negative.
He has a mic. He's
equipped.
Be careful.
We're saving him for the 1 hour show format that we're moving to. But yes, so getting back to our beautiful daughter, Grace, who just turned 14, eighth grade. And we dragged her along. She has headphones on, but no microphone. So she's going to, you know, she'll chime in, but you will not hear her at all. So
she's telling mom right now, stick to the script, lady.
Yeah, she's pointing to a very important part of our show, and that is thanking our sponsors, Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is a faith-based, family-owned senior care advisory company. And we have a wonderful recommendation that we received on Facebook this past week. And a daughter wrote in, and you know how it asks, do you recommend Senior Provisions? She, in all caps with an exclamation point, said yes. They helped us find the best care for my mom and helping us through this transition. And I know that specifically one of our advisors worked very hard and diligently to help her. And we just, you know, thank you for the recommendations that you put up on Facebook and provide for us feedback so that we can get better and do better. And after 8 years, I firmly believe that we can always be learning and we can always be improving. And if you have any senior care concerns, please reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com. And thank you, Senior Provisions, for sponsoring our show.
Well, I was going to add, we could always use inspiration to continue on.
Absolutely.
To know that what we do makes a difference and impacts people's lives in a great way. So we could always use that kind of encouragement.
Who couldn't?
All right. So that leads into our topic of today, leads into my question. Mm. What if I told you that you could live somewhere with a restaurant for lunch and dinner, transportation available, all the activities you could want, a social network of friends, and housekeeping services?
Okay, let me just stop you right there. When is the moving truck coming? That sounds awesome.
Oh, that's so corny. I'm so sorry, but you are not of age. What I'm describing is independent living, and it's for folks 55 and over, and so you're going to have to wait, young lady.
Ooh, but not too long, though.
No, well, are we going to go there?
Yeah, sure.
No.
We're not disclosing.
No.
But we're too young for independent living. It's 55 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let's back up. Let's define for our listeners independent living, because mm-hmm. that can mean a lot of things. It can be senior apartment.
Oh, it could mean hitting your mic.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. I got so excited about independent living. Well, a senior living community for folks that are active, healthy seniors who are able to live on their own. And there's lots of amenities that independent living provides. You mentioned some of them in your questioning mm-hmm. intro, but definitely 2 to 3 meals in a restaurant style dining experience and 1 2-bedroom apartments. Often there is public outdoor space. I'm thinking about some of the recent tours I've been in. They're popping up left and right all over Atlanta. We were in a beautiful one up in Roswell, and they have a bank. They've got a shopping store with mm-hmm. all the things that you might need.
Little retail space.
Mm-hmm. They've got a huge theater. We're going to be doing a Medicare event there later this fall. So this big theater, they can show movies or they can do educational events. They have a cafe.
I'm thinking of one, too, that had like a outdoor garden that was for culinary uses specifically. And they had a chef's table and they would do cooking experiences and all of that.
The big farm to table experience. You can get that. They even have playgrounds and fire pits, indoor, outdoor pools. Christian's like, why did I buy a house last year? Because this is awesome. I want to move in. Get in line, buddy.
Wow.
But no, it sounds great. But in all seriousness, you know, there are times when as you're aging, you may need knee replacement surgery. You may get sick. I mean, we just came out of the flu season. And when you're down a little bit, having somewhere where there is available home care that can come in, on-site therapy services.
So now, just to get kind of more technical, you're talking about a layering on of additional care that can happen within an independent living.
Absolutely.
You can bring in home care, and a lot of times these independent facilities are affiliated with one or two companies that will come in. Therefore, their rates are usually a little bit lower, or their windows of service are a little bit smaller, so that you're not needing to commit to a four-hour window. But because they're there, they're functioning within that community, they're able to do things that they typically can't at a private home.
Absolutely. So not to confuse our listeners, but just to go back to our definition, but an active, healthy senior who's able to live on his own. When there's times when they may not be so active and healthy, there are services that can come in. Third-party contractors that bring the services in for convenience. I mean, the biggest thing that we're missing talking about that we've talked about before is transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer are able to drive, no longer feel comfortable driving in Atlanta traffic. Well, all you got to do is go down to the front desk and say, I'd like to go over here. I'd like to book this. I'd like to get on the bus, Gus, and head out. Yes, I said on the bus, Gus. Because Gus is working at the front desk.
Bob made the key, Lee. Set yourself free.
That's right. Well, transportation is huge. Transportation is huge.
For sure. Well, let's talk about the other side of the coin, because in this case, it's also very positive. So where are you leaving from? So most of the people that we work with have either a completely they own their home outright.
Yes.
Or they're heavily leveraged to own their home. So there's a financial benefit there of selling the home and moving into this environment. It also means letting go of home maintenance.
Woo-hoo.
And yard work.
Yes.
And like you said, transportation challenges. So there are a lot of elements of this that are very positive, but you have to be in that season. You have to desire this, and you have to, be ready to let go of some of those things that, you know, again, there's a lot of facilities that you could even, if you are someone with a green thumb, you can participate in the gardening and cultivating of vegetables and fruit and all of that. But it's quite a coup.
Well, my mom's a big gardener, and I can tell you that she's coming up to a certain time of life where as much as she loves the gardens, she loves to, you know, grow her herbs in the pots and bring in the tomatoes and all of that. There's going to be a time when she's going to be just fine to let that go and have someone else bring in some fresh herbs and vegetables. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's a season that you're ready for.
Right.
And when we are in groups and we say, you know, a show of hands of who would like to stay at home, I mean, most of the hands go up.
They shoot up, for sure.
And then we kind of describe and show, we actually show pictures of some of these communities.
Yeah.
And then we ask the question again, and guess what? I say, who would like to live in this kind of environment and community? And hands go up.
Right.
Like, They're getting ready for it. They really are.
Well, and another point, just to carry this a little bit further, these are public buildings, so they're open to the public, and they're designed for aging in place. They're designed for people with walkers and wheelchairs, just like a environment like a retail store. But even more so because then it carries into the home environment of your actual unit, the one or two bedroom unit that you're in. So these are much more conducive than a typical house is to age in place.
Ooh, that's a really good point. So if you listen to our show on any regular basis, and I hope you do, and if not, today's the first day, and now you can start listening on a regular basis, you will know that we ground our conversation and our discussion in God's word. And you're probably thinking, well, gosh, they haven't even said anything yet. We kind of wanted to get some of these details of independent living out, and then we're going to really dive into a different kind of approach to talking about independent living. Ephesians 2:10 shares with us, and God's word says, "For we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We're going to talk about that scripture. We're going to talk about how walking in these good works has something to do with independent living. Because I think that there is this idea that in life you get to a certain season and you are ready for resort life now and resort living. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break.
And there's a freedom to that.
There is a freedom in that.
Just as free. Just as free, free as we'll ever be.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Just as free. Free as we'll ever be.
Welcome back to The Harvest. That song, which I dearly love, goes hand in hand with our conversation today. We're talking about independent living. It is a spectrum of senior living and senior housing that we want to get to the bottom of and kind of just fill your perspective on what it offers and how it fits into the aging process and levels of care and all of those things. So we thought that was a great fitting portion to or reference for our segment here. So we're talking about independent living and the freedoms that it allows. So it gives you an opportunity to serve more in church, to witness more in the community, and minister to those generations before you because you're not mowing the lawn anymore. You're not fixing the leaking faucet anymore. You're not preparing meals. You're not grocery shopping for those meals, although you could. That's the level of independence that it offers, but it gives you time to share God's word and God's love to those around you.
So absolutely. I mean, and I just want to say this, independent living, and that's moving out of your home, moving into an apartment for folks 55 or over. I mean, there are so many great benefits to it physically, cognitively. It extends, improves your quality of life. I mean, you have great nutrition, opportunities for exercise, cognitive stimulation, all of those things. You have this peer group that helps frame your point of reference in life, encourage things. But I think you absolutely are talking the talk here. And I don't want to And you know what? One thing I thought about, too, that we have not talked about, and I want to mention this before we dive into kind of the ministry side of what we would love folks to walk away with. But the cost of independent living.
That might be important.
I think that might be important. So, you know, if you're looking at a one-bedroom apartment in independent living with all those amenities that we have discussed, you're looking at between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. And you go, oh, my gosh, you know, that's like two or three times a mortgage. But when you take out the home maintenance, when you subtract out yard maintenance, transportation cost, all of the meals, it really is an opportunity to
live. Car insurance.
Car insurance, absolutely.
It's just very high in Atlanta.
Absolutely. So when you really look at the, and there's some worksheets that we have that can really compare apples to apples, the cost of living in independent living and the cost of living at home. And you, I think, might be a little surprised. $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and of course it goes up from there, but, you know, legitimately, independent living can be a set fixed cost. And when you're on a fixed set income, that's music to your ear. So I wanted to make that point as well. But getting back to going from being, if you're not driving, isolated at home, maybe you're going to church, maybe someone's picking you up, maybe not. Maybe you're getting out to the senior center. Maybe you're not. Mm-hmm. So there are some limitations at home. And I always say this, the things you can't reproduce at home is a peer group and a social program. So those opportunities that you were talking about to continue to serve, I say you can retire. Don't retire from ministry, please. Mm-hmm. You are now at a state in your walk with the Lord that you have such wisdom. You have such experience. This is not the time to back down from your witness.
Right. And that's one of the key things we share in this program is all those community ministries that are intergenerational, that are our Silver Seniors. There's a group that's out there that goes by that name. And they are out spreading the word. They're out sharing their story of how they came and all their stones that they've collected through life that speak to God's love, His provision. And it's a powerful witness you have in your walk to share with the youth.
I was just thinking, and we, you know, Hans and I are 40s. We don't consider ourselves young, but when
I don't say it like that,
young, but we're midlife. But when we get around our older adults, we are really young in their eyes.
We're kids,
and our advisor, Darby, and I were walking through a community, a beautiful brand new community, and they have filled up so quickly. People have really just kind of caught the spirit of what community living is, really the benefits of it. So we're walking and this husband and wife came up to us and said, you know, hey, are you visiting? And we said, yes, we are. Tell us how much you love it here. And the wife gave us a testimony of the fact that they moved out of their home. He gave up the yard work more than happily, quickly. She was, you know, in a 4-bedroom, large home, 3,000 square foot home that she was trying to keep clean, you know, doing meals for two of them. And she said, we moved in here and life has been really good. And then I got a diagnosis of cancer. And she said, if I had been at home, I wouldn't have felt like eating. I wouldn't have felt like cooking. But living here, we have our private space. If I'm not feeling well, I can retreat. But I come out and I intentionally am talking about how God knew this was coming for me. And He prepared the way and prepared us and gave us the passion to move out of the house and the acceptance of that. Mm-hmm. And here now, all I have to do is rest and go through these treatments and battle this cancer and share.
And likely be encouraged by those that are in that community that have won the battle.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, as soon as I kind of start to feel sorry for myself, I get out and I walk around. And guess what? God changes my perspective out there in the hallways. And mm-hmm. that's amazing. What a great way. And she's speaking of His goodness. We left and walked away from her and we felt inspired and encouraged by her faith in God. And that's just one moment. And so I just want you to be encouraged to say, you know, I am still useful. I may be retired. Go play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Go on the trip. Take that afternoon nap. I sure am. But when you are out and about, don't retire from ministry. I've said that twice now.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I really mean it. And I think that the benefits of independent living, there's so many options out there. And just to let you know, too, we talked a little bit about the cost. There is normally a lease mm-hmm. that you sign. So you move in, everyone says, gosh, do I need to sign away my life? And how long am I committed to this?
Right.
Most of the communities nowadays, you have an option of a 30 or 60 day notice,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know,
works just like an apartment.
Absolutely. Really does. You sign a year late lease. It locks in your rate. So your monthly payment is not going up and down. So again, mm-hmm. you have a fixed expense for your limited income. And speaking of limited income, there are independent living across all price points.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have folks that are living in very large 2 to 3 bedroom apartments and they're spending, you know, $4,000 a month. And there are those that need more of an efficiency. So we can help you find, and we do every single day, help seniors find and older adults and retirees find the right community for you. Because they all have a little bit of a different flavor. Some may be... you know, there's a community in Buckhead I was thinking about, and it's awesome. And I think if you are musically, artistically inclined, this is the place for you. It's very avant-garde.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's places that, you know, are a little more outside of the city that are a little more country, a little more down to earth. And, you know, your peer group is so important for you to be comfortable. So take a tour, have lunch. I always say, look and see if you see someone that looks like you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you would like to have lunch with every day. That's my advice.
Well, I want to go back to God's word. We started off with Ephesians 2:10. It says, "For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." And it leads us to John 8:3:16. "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So he created us in his perfect workmanship to be a reflection of our Savior. And he gave us the freedom and that knowledge to do so.
Walk in it.
Walk in it.
I love that. That's one of my favorite scriptures, John 8:36. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You are free to enjoy life. But don't be afraid to freely share your witness. I love that. We have been talking about independent living today. We're going to be talking in future episodes about additional levels of care. We're going to cover it all. We're going to talk about assisted living. We're going to talk about continuing care communities. And then later on, and that's why I want you to keep listening for future episodes, because we are going to be diving in to some information on dementia and Alzheimer's. We're going to start talking about those stages. So if you have someone who is suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, I mean, first of all, give us a call. We would love to connect you with some resources. Senior Provisions is a faith-based, family-owned senior care advisory company. That's what we do. Our advisors will come alongside you and guide you through those chronic illnesses, those, you know, declining diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia. So we've got some answers for you, and we have some trusted resources at seniorprovisions.com.
And please continue to submit your questions. So we're going to be moving over to a hour-long program that's going to be more interactive, call-in show, and we're going to be looking for your questions to be answered on air live.
As always, we're going to close with our foundational scripture from Philippians 4:19. "My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And folks, there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus himself. And we just love you. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Hey, Hey, this is Hans and Amy with the Harvest Radio Show. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on our show, please send it to our Facebook page at / senior provisions or to our website at www.seniorprovisions.com.